I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline, for an episode about gossip,
which is, I feel like we've talked about this a lot in episodes that, like, anything to do with social life, I feel like this comes up because it's just such a core, I don't want to say value because I don't want it to be a value, but it's just like such a core habit, I guess, in social life. I feel like we always revert to gossip. And even though we talk about this and talk about how I'm literally not a fan and have ended after lots of debating, being in friend groups, being in environments, I'm like, that is the social scene, is just gossip. That said, I do find myself in occasions, if it's like an awkward silence or an awkward encounter and there's some sort of reach connection,
yeah,
that may be negative, like I'm gonna reach for that connection to kind of alleviate the tension. And it's not a fun thing to do because it's like I feel bad. And it's not even like, oh, talking bad about someone. It's just like talking about something that isn't necessarily your stuff to talk about, but it's just something that you're able to talk about in the moment, and it's an icebreaker.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a really big habit, but obviously not something that we want to do when it's in the negative form, and we'll talk about kind of the two sides of it. For the most part, though, not a great thing.
Interesting to call gossip a habit, because that's so true. You don't really think of it that way, but it's like, it's habitual whether you bring gossip into conversations, whether you make connections through gossip, whether you do that. And none of us are completely removed from gossip, you know, and it can be fun sometimes. Like, there's obviously a reason why we do it, and we'll talk about different reasons, but like, there is some entertaining element of gossiping. And so I think that there's kind of a range of where gossiping can go from, you know, negative to neutral to, like, you know, maybe not positive, but like harmless. Kind of.
Yeah.
So gossiping, it's an interesting topic because I think at its core, it can be a negative thing. It can also be a neutral thing. None of us are going to completely remove it from our lives. But I think Catherine and I have found so much peace by removing most gossip from our lives, or at least removing environments and people that revolve around gossip from our lives, if not removing gossip entirely. So very interesting topic related to, you know, your self-growth, your personal life, your health and wellness. And so we want to dive deeper into it today. Before we do, let's talk about our highs, lows, and goals for the week.
I would say my low, starting off really poorly is yesterday I was gonna go to a Core Power class because I have a like membership for the month and obviously want to use it, and Core Power is maybe a 30-minute walk from our apartment. I booked the class that night and I said, you know what, I don't really mind if it's gonna be a little rainy. I'm gonna make the walk because it'll be nice to be in the heated room when I get there. Mm-hmm. I set out
in out on a narrow way.
That's an awesome song. I
many years ago.
Yeah. I got blown over so bad. It was pelting ice in my eye, soaked. And I wore like shorts, like legging shorts. I don't know. What the hell do you call those? Not gym shorts, but like I wore shorts with sweats over. And my intention was, I know that I'm going to get a little bit like soaked on the walk here because it's a 30-minute walk in the rain. What are you going to do about it? Take the sweats off. No worries. Totally fine. No, because I got pelted so bad. So think of my walk in segments. It's a 10-minute walk to an indoor section in which I can spend the next 10 minutes indoors and then go outside again for 10 minutes to get to Core Power.
Right.
I made it maybe 3 minutes into that first section and decided it was not in the cards for me. It took me like double the amount of time to get there because I was just getting wind in the wrong direction.
I'm not sure I've ever experienced wind so badly in my life as the wind we've had this winter in Boston. Like, I don't remember ever experiencing wind that literally scares me to walk outside.
No, I think I'm gonna die.
It scares me.
Because when it gets windy or when it gets really cold, I lose the ability to breathe. And I'm like,
no, so true. I think like, I'm like, oh my God, I want to like sit down and curl into a ball until someone like carries me home.
Right. So 3 minutes into that walk, I decided that I was quitting. and not really quitting because
you made it to the gym instead because it's closer.
I stuck it out to the first 10-minute section. Then I went inside for 10 minutes, which brings me to the gym. And I only do that insides part because obviously you can walk outside the whole way.
Yeah.
But if it's raining, I'll do the inside part. My pants were soaked so bad. My shoes were soaked because I wasn't planning. I was going to go barefoot in the yoga class. So now I'm wearing soaked shoes. I had a change of socks, soaked sweats over my shorts. And you know what? I could have taken my pants off, but I'm really pale right now. And that's just not in the cards for me. I didn't really want to be in shorts. So I left my sweats on, soaked.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
And honestly, it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't.
Okay.
Did my workout, did a steam, and then instead of walking home and going to a like work at home, I went to a coffee shop across the street from the gym, and then I Ubered myself home.
Yeah.
When I needed to go home. Sometimes I planted at the coffee shop.
The Ubers have been jacked up in pricing with this rain though.
I got a $10 Uber.
Oh, okay.
Brings me to my high of the week.
Okay.
My Uber was a Toyota Tacoma, which I think is so sick because I have always wondered why there are no
truck Uber,
non sedan, midsize SUV cars as an Uber. Like you only ever get a Honda Accord, whatever
Toyota.
Toyota Camry, like the normal cars.
Right.
You know, and the other day I had a thought. I was walking in Seaport with my friend and I was like, I saw a Jeep that had a Lyft sticker in it. And I was like, this is... And I've always wondered that because I drive a Jeep. I've never, ever, ever seen... Sometimes you see Teslas. You get a lot of Tesla Ubers because they get a rebate. Something. I don't know the laws. But I've never, ever seen a Jeep. And of course, I've never seen a truck. So it was such an incredible experience. I'm very honored to
and
have
Catherine
gotten
loves
experience.
Trucks. One day she's going to buy a truck and
I was
like,
looking at,
fully get into that.
1978. F-250s today in class, and my friend looked over and was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, what is wrong with you? Because I really want one. I also got an ad for a Porsche 911. It's 2002, and it was actually like in really good shape and for a decent price. But someone please restrain me from spending my money on that.
That's awesome.
Right now,
if anybody is an avid car person, then I hope you enjoyed that quick segment from Catherine's high of the week. If you are not like me, we're gonna pivot to my high and low of the week, and this might be a bit more understandable for you. My low of the week was that overall this just felt like a pretty heavy, stressful school week for me. It's Friday when we're recording this now, and so I have just finished a very long week, and it was a bit draining. I will say, though, it wasn't, like, a huge low. It really wasn't, like, a super hell week because I was on top of my work. I felt good about it. It just, like, it just really did take my time management and my effort to the max. And so that was kind of overall just a low vibe paired with some, like we said, super rainy, windy weather. Just made it a little bit of a dull week. However, I would say a couple highs of the week. I gave a final presentation this morning that went super smoothly, so that's a big weight off my back. And also, we got such a kind message last night, and someone said that it was recommended to them to listen to more podcasts, but they could never find one that stuck until they listened to us. And that, you know, it just feels like they have some sisters that they're hanging out with and listening to. And those, honestly, when we get messages like that, that, you know, we talked about when we had this event recently, to see faces behind names and to actually see people and meet people and, like, feel the impact means so much. And so sometimes some specific kind messages just hit really hard. And so that made me super grateful last night when I was kind of stressing, to be like, you know what? Not everything is that big of a deal, because people and
so true,
the impact and your friendships and the connections you make, that's, you know, a bigger deal than a grade or a submission date or a group project or anything like that.
Did you poorly?
No, I did great. But it was stressful. It was just a stressful week. And so my goal of the week is, I think more so my goal of this weekend, because now that we're finishing up on this Friday afternoon, I'm very excited to just, like, have a fun weekend, breath of fresh air. We're going to Cape Cod with some of our friends. Breath of fresh air. We're going to Cape Cod with some of our friends. So I'm just excited to, like, you know, leave school and work totally behind for the weekend, which I do not do very often at all. And just have fun, be around friends, hopefully have a great time. What is your goal?
Ooh, I forgot goals.
I forgot I had a goal.
I forgot we did goals too. I have so much work and also so many social plans that, and I've said it.
What a busy girl.
I know. I've said it myself. I haven't been doing the social thing for a while now. So somehow everything just is hitting at once this weekend. Responsibilities, social, school, work.
This,
like,
weekend you have school too?
Yeah, so much. I have the most ever.
Oh no.
But it's fine. I just need to attend all those things.
What does that make your goal? Balance?
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Nike. Nice. Oh, but I will say, I am, all my stuff is kind of done on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so on Wednesday, I'm taking myself snowboarding.
Oh, super fun.
Because I have the day off on Wednesday.
Super fun. Yeah, I'm excited for next week, like end of week as well. And also next week, early week, looks like it's going to be super sunny weather in Boston. So that's really awesome. Yeah, there's good things to look forward to.
Yay.
Yay. Also, another high of the week that I just remembered is that I had an internship interview and it went really well. So hopefully I'm going to figure out what my future holds soon. Let's talk about gossip. Gossip in itself doesn't have to be negative, because I can see positive effects of gossip. I think gossip, in a way, it can help bridge maybe that initial gap and that initial awkward interaction with someone, you know, if you find some common ground over something. So it can be a form of social bonding. I think that if something is, like, super on your mind, you don't like a certain situation, you're, you know, ruminating on it, it can definitely help to cope with something you're struggling to make sense of in your head or air frustrations with gossiping. I think that we also, as humans, have a natural curiosity about the lives of other people, and I don't think that that is something to feel bad about and to suppress. So in a way, there are elements of gossip that I think you can just put on, you know, a natural human curiosity. And so for that reason, I would say that sharing your experiences, talking about other people's experiences and your perceptions of it and what you feel is right or wrong or good or bad, like, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing overall if it's satisfying that curiosity, if it's helping you kind of air some frustrations and maybe form opinions about what you agree with and what you value and what you want to do. I think gossiping becomes negative when it becomes harmful to other people.
Yeah, that's the, I mean, I said this in the beginning, but the negative aspect of it. And the only reason that I say that it might be good sometimes is I think that the bad part about gossip is if it doesn't pertain to you or the person that you are talking to about. If you're talking about, like, a third person, not great. If you're talking about, like, a third person that is within the friend group, like, if you're talking about your friends, obviously not good. If you're talking about a person that is twice removed from everyone involved in the conversation, why are you wasting your breath? Why are you even doing that? Why are you doing that?
Because it's likely not true.
Weird alert. Or just like you have no right talking about that. Because it doesn't affect you. You shouldn't be caring about it. And also, it's not none of your business. It is your business, however. Like updating your friends on your life or things that are happening to you or whatever it may be. Like if you could talk about yourself as much as you want to your friends who are willing to listen. Like that is by no means bad gossip. And I say bad gossip because I don't really think it's gossip, but my friend texted the other day in like a group chat, we're all gonna hang out, and Karen was like, I have gossip, and someone's like, I have gossip, and it was the gossip pertaining to themselves, like it was stories about themselves that they need to update us on from the past week or so. But we were all like, as a joke, kind of being like, and what's your gossip, and what's your gossip, literally just being like, I had an exam today, like, or not really, but just keeping your friends updated on what you're doing.
Yeah,
that's not the negative gossip.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, and Catherine brought up this concept of gossiping about yourself when we were talking about what we wanted to share in this episode, because she was like, you know, I love when our friends text like, I have gossip, because it's just like, oh, something happened in their life and they're coming to me to talk about it with, like, that feels good as a receiver of that, to be like, oh, I have gossip in my life, like, I want to tell you about it, let me text you this, let's, you know, hang out and talk about this. And I think that naturally things happen in our lives and like we want to talk to other people about them, and we want to like make some things in our own life gossip a little bit because maybe we don't know which direction to go or how we're supposed to feel about something, or maybe we just want to share an experience. So I think gossiping about yourself can be a fun, harmless thing to do with friends that can help you make sense of things, air your frustrations, bond with your friends, and get to know each other better, because you're obviously telling stories to each other. You're creating these storylines that you can keep up with in each other's lives. You can keep up with each other's gossip. And you also just, like, understand how your friends think and feel and what they value a little bit more, too. So I think gossiping about yourself, like Catherine said, that's a fun thing to bring to the table.
Yeah, that's allowed.
That's totally allowed.
Of course that's allowed.
But I also like what you said about how, you know, if you're gossiping about someone that's twice removed, like, what are you actually even doing there? A huge thing for me that I hate about gossip is that often you're playing the telephone game and things get twisted, things get, you know, down the line of one person to the other to the other, and then all of a sudden there's this false narrative going around that's no longer true, and that's like incredibly harmful for people. Like that is so harmful when like you are just having so much fun eating up this gossip, speculating about something, sharing it with other people, twisting something, and it's no longer even true to what the person did or the person's experience. And so now all of a sudden there's this false narrative out there about a person, and for you, it took you 5 seconds to share that with somebody else. It took you 5 seconds to, you know, hear it from one person and not shut it down. But for the person on the other end of that, it's so harmful, because one of the worst feelings ever is to feel like people have a false perception of you, or people are speaking negatively, thinking negatively, just talking about you in general. Like it's invading your personal space, and it makes you really question yourself. And especially it's a negative feeling when you have no control over that narrative. So I think gossip, when we're doing it about other people, it can really get out of hand.
Mm-hmm. I think your energy and your environment reflects a lot on, like, I mean, you've talked about the words you use and that being a really intentional thing, because it does shape how you see things and how your perspective is. If you're being negative, like, your negative things are going to happen to you, or you're going to be more prone to negative things and a negative perception. If you're speaking negatively or just like bringing unnecessary information into your mouth, like get their names out of your mouth. That doesn't need to happen, and that's only going to bring a worse mood. It's going to bring probably worse friends. It's going to bring like a more negative environment, which long term is not great. And so that if that is a habit for you and that's like your comfort zone, 100%, like, you need to change that. Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Another negative form of gossip that I think about is sharing something that someone told you in confidence. Because someone could come to you with personal gossip or maybe something they're struggling with, something they just learned. And, you know, they might not tell you explicitly, don't share this with anybody else.
Right, you know right from wrong. There are some things. I have an example. There's one thing. I was with my friend in LA and we were talking about something that was like a whole friend group scenario that like, I just learned, they just gave me one extra little puzzle piece to the story. And they're like, and it's a puzzle piece that like everyone already knew and everyone's gonna know. And they're like, don't say anything. And I was like, yeah, of course not. I kept my mouth shut until last week when I was with my friend and we were talking about it. And I was like, all right, sue me. And then she was like, I already knew. And because I was like, this doesn't leave. There's some things that like, that wasn't confidential information, even though it was like a, okay, don't tell anyone. It was like a, this is not really confidential. It was not serious. Mm. If it was serious, I would have kept my mouth shut. And trust me, I'm so good at keeping my mouth shut. Like, if it needed to be shut, it would be shut. Because respect people's personal choice, respect your relationship with them, respect them as a like person. Yeah. Don't talk about them.
Well, there are always times. Like, there are times where someone has said something to me and I'm like, whoa, I feel like I shouldn't know that. Like, you know, yeah. That happens kind of often where you're like, whoa, are you allowed to share that from that person? Like, it sounds like that's something that they were just telling you. But there are also times in the other way around where like, I've shared things that people have told me and they haven't explicitly said, this is something I'm telling you in confidence, but it's been, you know, I should know that. And I have like brought it up to fill an awkward gap in conversation with somebody else or just to like have something to talk about. Admittedly, I have done that when you're kind of like in a limbo between things. I did this about like
4 months ago and it like haunts me to this day.
Right. And I never feel like happy about it afterwards. No, I should be a better friend. I should be a better person than that. But it's really tempting when you're like sitting on something.
Oh, this, my example isn't like, I was telling this about my friend. It was about the people twice removed that I had no connection to. Mm. And the person I was talking to didn't really have a connection to. But it was like awkward silence, like really uncomfortable setting. And I was just like, hey, blah, 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 blah. And then I knew right before I said it, I was like, I don't like that I'm about to do this because we just talked about it on the podcast. But I was like, there is genuinely like no other option besides really, really, really awkward and uncomfortable silence that I'm just going to break right now. And then I was like, I feel bad that I did that. It didn't actually affect anyone's life. It just felt weird. I felt like weirdo.
But it also, I think, is going to give your friends maybe the perception that maybe they can't trust you as much, or I don't know. It depends to what extent it is, but I know that I feel that way. Like, if someone is word vomiting to me about other people, then I don't feel like I can trust them either. I remember there was one circumstance where, you know, a friend of a friend got a diagnosis about something that was like a really big deal, like a major change in her life, and she told a friend in confidence, and I swear I heard about it an hour later, and I felt so awful about the situation, like, because I was like, this. I shouldn't know this. This isn't my story. This isn't my situation to tell.
Like,
I didn't ask.
I didn't.
But I'm like, so what does that mean? Like, I now feel like, one, I'm like, no information that I was not privy to. But also, like, now I can't say things ever, you know? That's not how you want to feel with a friend either.
Yeah.
And then the most central type of negative gossip is gossip with a malicious intent. Something spread solely to harm someone's reputation. And this is the worst. I think this is probably the one that none of us listening, or in Catherine and I, do at all, if ever, often, I don't know. Because it's kind of on purpose. You know, you're gossiping, you're starting something with ill intent. Usually that is based on envy of somebody, feeling uncomfortable with someone and you just can't shake it. So you have to like spread something bad, feeling like you're in competition with somebody. Usually that type of gossip is bred out of somebody's own insecurities. But it can be so harmful when somebody is, you know, just spreading something negative, starting false narratives, doing something like solely to harm someone's reputation, whether they're setting out and saying, I'm gonna hurt this person, or whether they just feel this weird competition and jealousy and they just do it subconsciously. That's when I think gossip is a real bad thing to do.
My first and biggest issue, I guess, with gossip is when relationships and friendships are like based around this. And this is when it's like, if you are enjoying or have a ton of friendships, or even any friendships that are solely based on gossip, which is, it's really easy when you have a friendship with someone, maybe you've drifted apart, or maybe you don't see them that often, or maybe you don't have like a ton of stuff that you connect on or have in common or can talk about easily, but you still value your relationship with them and like see them on some sort of cadence. It's really easy to slip into just like all you do is gossip, update, like fill each other in, which is not a good thing, and it's not a fun and like positive and beneficial relationship to have. If it's, and I say relationship is like friends, no one wants that in their life, especially if it's the foundations are like negativity and gossip and just like not good stuff. Because if that's the foundations with you guys, like they're talking about you too, and it's not in a positive way. Because if you're talking about anyone and everyone and your own stuff, they're going to use that, and they're just getting information every time they talk to you, which is not, that's a waste of your time.
It's also not the basis of a real friendship. It's an easy cop-out for a friendship. You know how there are some people where, like, the energy is high and you have a conversation, but it's, like, all based on superficial and gossipy type stuff, and you would never actually go to them with something that you, like, actually were dealing with or something that you actually cared about talking about? Or maybe you would feel uncomfortable even reaching out to them to hang out, but when you run into them at a party, it's like, hey, oh my god, and then you, like, run your mouths. Those are not, like, actual deep friendships. Can they be fun sometimes? Sure. Can it make you feel more comfortable in group settings when there are a lot of people that you can, like, you know, run your mouth with and talk to? Absolutely. But be careful when things are solely based around talking about other people and gossip, because you're going to very easily be looped in to some of that more negative stuff. And they're also not going to be super fulfilling relationships that are going to last outside of that context. You also always want to think about somebody on the other side of it. I'm sure that, you know, and Catherine and I and every single person listening has been on the other side of gossip before, has, you know, heard of people talking about them, has heard rumors and narratives that aren't true or that are damaging. And, you know, being the subject of gossip in any way causes so much stress, and it's so psychologically damaging. And when gossip is part of a culture, it can stop people from, you know, even being fully open and fully themselves from the start just for the fear of being a target. So it not only is like so painful in the moment if you're going through it, but if you know that that's part of a culture, like, you know, maybe certain groups of people, certain sororities, certain places you might subject yourself to, that's going to make you feel on edge and uncomfortable the whole time just for the fear of it. And that is also not a very free and fun situation that you want to be in.
And social media obviously plays a huge role in this. Gossip has always been a thing in this way. So social media didn't create this concept or negativity of gossip, but it definitely adds a different angle of how people can gossip and how they can gain their information. I think that's the biggest thing. You are now given access, and other people are given access to so many others' lives that if you didn't actually know them without social media, like, you don't know that they're in Bora Bora right now. Like, you didn't know they just went to New York to visit this one person, or
you
that
don't know what celebrities are
doing this
are
on the weekend, or
apparently dating who and breaking up with who and doing what.
Like, yeah, well, that's always been in tabloids.
Yeah, this is true. But now you see it about regular
people. Now you see it
too.
About your friends and not even your friends, just like random people.
Yeah.
And so then now you have so much more information to talk about on this. Everyone has like characters in their lives. Actually, I think that's a concept. I don't think I have any characters in my life that I don't know.
No one that I follow like super closely, but there are definitely people whose like names and faces I recognize and stuff, and I've never met them in person. Social media, it amplifies the spread of gossip because it just gives you more routes to do it. It gives you more content to gossip about, and it gives you more ways to do it because, you know, as a member, you can post anything, you can say anything. But then also, as kind of a behind-the-scenes user, you can privately DM and share anyone's post to anyone else and say anything you want to say, you know? And that is just, it's an icky thing to think about because it's just not natural. It's not normal. Because in real life, you can't, like, screenshot something that somebody says in real life or do that and just, like, immediately, so rapidly send it off to people and, like, say whatever you want. And, you know, also we have a tendency to believe everything we see online. So it's just a faster, more convenient and rapid way to spread some of those rumors and false narratives. As well as just giving us access, like in Catherine said, to perceive so many people, regular and celebrity, and form opinions about their lives. It's a bit of an overload. It's a bit of a stimulation, information overload from all of these people who you otherwise would not be focusing on or getting information about.
So how you then avoid this negative gossip and negative energy and negative environment in your life is just to avoid the communities, relationships, environments that you can easily avoid when you know that they're going to be like this. And there are environments that you either know before you get into them. Sorry, some stereotypes in the sense, like, are accurate if you know a little bit about the group. And you know that, like, the environment is not necessarily based on everyone gets along really well. It's based on, like, these just people that are somehow in some social network of, like, seeming like they fit together. And I think that's what breeds when there's, like, not genuine connections within a friend group. That's when people just, like, start bitching each other out and start talking about other people because they have nothing better to talk about, which if you find yourself in that environment or like seeking that environment, why would you want to be there? Because that's such a waste of your energy and like making you susceptible to a negative environment. Both, you don't want to be talking poorly about other people or gossiping, and you don't want to be around, or you shouldn't want to be around other people who are doing the same gossiping and being negative and just, like, tearing people down for absolutely no reason other than they need something to talk about. When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarche.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order. So you can spend less time with those environments, spend less time with those people, and in turn, you're going to find better people. It might take a phase of like loneliness or a phase of, you know, not having that space filled, but you will find people that aren't. Because most people don't, like genuinely, I think most people don't have this angle of like gossip and so much negativity in their lives, but it's very common that they just like overtake the environments that they touch, people like this touch. Also, don't like piggyback off of someone's gossip. It's really easy if someone starts speaking this way or acting this way to just jump in on it, either for to fit in socially or I don't know. It's really hard to go against the norm.
Yeah, but remember that you always can change the subject. Like, you don't always have to roll with something. You always can end a conversation. But also, if you question the person and like why they're saying something or why they're sharing something, like, it is gonna make them look so dumb. Like, usually people don't have an answer for that. Like, why are you saying this? Why are you telling me this? Then that's gonna stop someone in their tracks because people don't usually have the guts to like stand up or just like, you know, not roll with it and be like, why are you saying that? So if someone is starting something like with malicious intent, they're sharing something that they shouldn't, just be like, why are you saying that?
Right.
It's such a power move. It's a power play.
It gives the same as our friends do this thing where it is a joke and it's been used in public a few times, but being like, you're good. So if someone like airballs a joke, if it doesn't land or they do something, whatever, just be like, you're good. No worries. Good. Like, you're good.
Water.
That's a
get
different
someone
one.
Water.
Like, but by saying you're good, one time we were in line for some bar and there were people being annoying to us, and one of our friends' boyfriends turns around and literally looks at them and is like, no, you're good. It was so funny and like so bold, so don't go around throwing that in like
you're good
in the public people. No, it's not even like a joke, you're but good. He was so for serious. He's like, no, you're good. You're good. As in like, what are you doing? Like, are you what? Or if you just question someone's, or if someone's talking about like a third party once removed, you can be like, oh, do you know them?
Yeah, how do you know them?
Oh, I didn't know you knew them. And then they would probably be like, oh, no, I don't. And then
he'd be like, oh, just, why are you talking about them?
Weird. But you also don't have to obviously confront someone and put
you can also just like not give energy to the conversation and it'll do the same thing.
I love
without being
nonverbal
so
in those settings.
Just yeah, if you just like don't really answer and don't engage in it too, and you just kind of like then it kind of has the same effect. Also, always think before you share someone else's story, gossip about someone else, even if someone didn't explicitly tell you something was a secret or confidential, it may have been implied, and you always, you know, it's such a good thing to have people's trust, and so you don't want to break that. And also, if you're hearing something from somebody else, also think before you go and share that to the next person, because you really don't know what's true, where it came from, or if it's even relevant, and there's just no use in causing harmful narratives about people for no reason. So that was our take on gossip, where it can be positive or negative, gossip about yourselves, how to avoid negative gossip, touching a bit on how social media perpetuates gossip as well. You know, I think this is a pretty relatable topic because it's, like we said in the beginning, no one's free from it. We do it, we experience it, we hear it. And so it's kind of just like another thing to figure out how you want to navigate. And it's another thing that really is rooted so much in your confidence, because the more confident you are, the less you care about gossip and the more you are just completely annoyed at it. And the more you're able to, you know, just stand up and be like, well, this is kind of bullshit, and like not put yourself in environments that are ruled by gossip. Everything at the end of the day comes back to building your own confidence and relationship in yourself. And we hope that that's something that this podcast helps you achieve. So thank you so much for listening today and for your support and us for coming back and listening week after week. If you're not already, make sure you're following and Catherine and I both on Instagram and TikTok. My personal is Caroline Kaneen.
Mine is in Catherine Kaneen, and the Instagram TikTok for Girls Schools Pod is Girls Schools Pod. Those are all linked below if you want to just click and go to the link. Check the show notes, and we will see you guys or talk to you guys next Monday. Bye.